Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Well, we're going to have a bit of a different show today. We're going to be talking about how you can increase your intuitive talents by games. I've got a wonderfully talented couple, Amy Zerner and Monty Farber, on the line. And where are you? Are you in New York? Where are you located?
Yeah, we're in East Hampton, Long Island, New York.
Okay. Well, New York is one of my favorite places, and that's where I met the two of you about a year ago.
Yes.
And we were at the National Publicity Summit, and you were telling me about all of these various things that the two of you had designed. I mean, my gracious, you're into all kinds of stuff. You've got this wonderful website called The Enchanted World. And so I said, well, send me what you have, and let's see what we can do. And we had a challenge getting together, but finally we made it. And I have to tell you, I was so intrigued by the materials that you sent me. You have the Tarot Discovery Kit, you have the Karma Card, you have a Chakra Meditation Kit, and I went, my goodness gracious, this is just all across the board, and the quality of them is just so very, very good. But before we get into talking about each of these, give us a little bit of background about the two of you lovebirds, because there's a bit of a romantic story about the two of you, and it all started, didn't it, in 1974?
Yes, we met at the filming of a porno movie
with
a clean scene.
Oh, wait a minute.
we love to say that, but everyone had clothes on, so yeah. Wasn't that interesting, really.
I was a musician, and I was in the band that was playing at a party scene, but that's where Amy and I met, and it seemed destined.
I was studying astrology.
And I was studying Amy.
And so we've always been a little mystical and a little enchanted, and we love sharing our life together. It's been 33 years, I guess it's 34 years now, and we love working together and being together all the time. I'm an artist, so all of our books and tools incorporate my art, and Monty does the writing. And it's so much a seamless life because we live it and breathe it and use all the wisdoms that we put into our books. They really help us, and we like to help other people, too.
And before I had met Amy, I had thought that tarot and astrology and all these things really didn't have much value. I had been studying comparative religions and the work of Yogananda, and then I got into Seth Speaks at the same time. So I've always tried to keep the sensibility when writing our projects of someone who's skeptical, because I don't blame anybody for being skeptical. There's so much bad information out there. We're like lawyers. There's lots of bad ones, but there's lots of good ones, too.
That's very true, and that's one of the things I really enjoyed in the little bit of time that we had to chat, and what I found when I saw your materials, because I agree with you, there are so many different points of fluff, I call them.
Yes.
But it is a journey anyway, whenever you start studying anything regarding the development of mind. I think of astronaut Edgar Mitchell that I interviewed, and the experience that he went through coming in from outer space, and how that just gave him an epiphany of type where he started questioning. But I really enjoy the use of tools, and it was something that when I started into my own level of personal growth, I was exposed to all kinds of different people, different tools. I met one lady that she read rocks, and I said, you've got to give me a break. You're kidding me, aren't you? And then someone else that read sand. There's anything can be a tool. That's what I learned
exactly.
Many years ago.
Yes, and what we try and do is provide something that provides entertainment as well as instruction, because if it's not fun, most people are just too busy today, and they need some fun, and they need something to help them relax, they need something to help them sleep and to calm down, because life is just moving at the most amazingly violent pace nowadays. And I use violent in the traditional way. I don't mean, you know, war or anything like that, but just life is moving at a tremendous, it shakes you up.
We like to think that you can start using our tools as soon as you take the shrink wrap off, because nobody has the patience to maybe study for 30 years the way we did. So we making it into a game and a tool that you use, every day makes it very accessible, and you learn as you play, so you don't have to be an expert astrologer to use our karma cards. You can start playing, and as you use them all the time, you absorb all the information and learn astrology. But they're mostly oracles that we design, which means it's a way to access your intuitive, the intuition that's in all of us, your higher self or your inner self, however you refer to it. So by looking at the cards, they reflect back to you an answer.
A lot of times we put the words right on the card, so make it even easier.
Well, and that's what I found so interesting about your karma cards.
Yeah, that was
because,
my first one.
Monty, I noticed that this was apparently your very special project. Now, here you are, a man who initially thought a bunch of this was hoodoo, voodoo, whatever.
Yeah,
and
that's
you go,
true.
Okay, give me a break. I just don't get this. But what a wonderful way to become acquainted with Amy. I mean, she was. I mean, all you have to do was to show some interest, and she'd say, oh, let me tell you. And then you were off and running.
I think it's like that for most people. If you meet someone who you respect who is interested in something that you don't respect, you're going to give it a second look. And so I checked it out. I saw what worked. I saw what I thought didn't work. And that's what I tried to put into all my astrology readings. I was in the film business at the time. I was working on karma cards, and I played them with people like Michael J. Fox and Tom Hanks and did all these kind of testing. I had them on file cards, and I saw what worked and what didn't, and that's where it comes from. It's meant for people that are skeptical but a little interested.
I have to tell you that everywhere we go, we read people and listen and get their feedback. We're kind of the Johnny Appleseeds of the tarot and astrology, because that's the best way for us to learn, and you learn about human nature, and you learn about what people want to know about and their common questions and their universal issues, and we really like people, and it's constantly fascinating.
Well, I think any time you can use tools, something that I noticed many years ago, when you have something, and I'm going to make this statement on the side, when you have something that's attractive, number one, two, it's not intimidating, three, it invokes curiosity,
mm-hmm.
and four, people can participate in this. They're
yeah.
not separate from the experience. There is this wonderful interaction. I can remember using psychometry when I first started out,
yeah.
And I was doing it just because I thought it made people a lot more comfortable, because I was sort of working like a machine gun. My mouth would open, and I was just off and running.
Exactly.
And I thought, gee, was this just intimidating people, until I found that it really didn't, because holding the items wasn't the case. But it's a way of focusing, and that's why I wanted
yeah.
to talk with you today,
yeah.
because I thought this is important for anybody that wants to explore. Now, there are those people that think using any kind of tool is absolutely ridiculous, but I found, and in just practicing with different modalities, that it teaches you a level of focus and concentration, and it enables you to detach, that so that you sort of let go. You're not forcing anything.
Well,
it's,
I find
it's
when
quite
you
fascinating.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And when you lay out the cards on the table, you're kind of literally putting your cards on the table and looking at your situation from a higher perspective. And also, as an artist, I mean, it's very traditional to meditate on images of gods and goddesses and nature, and that puts you in the zone, you know, like you
mm-hmm.
were saying, that helps you detach from your ego or detach from what your expectations are. So it's very classic. I mean, oracles go back so far in history that people would, you know, throw rocks, like you say, or shells or different ways to make you focus and connect you with nature and all there is. And to me, that's the biggest thing, is to feel that connection.
And if you're going to approach it with a sincere intention, you're going to get an answer. What I try and explain to people is, to us, astrology and tarot and all our other different divination systems are not strange. To us, it's like asking Google to do a search.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing when the search comes back from Google, a lot of times a lot of those answers are wrong, and a lot of the things that are not what you're looking for. And learning to read tarot cards is learning to know what's right and what's wrong about the meaning of that card.
What truth resonates with you? It's not written in stone either. I mean, today you might get one answer, and you might shift your attitude or shift your intention a little bit, and it grows the way you evolve. So it's a beautiful way to meditate and connect all the time. People use our oracles to keep them by their bed. It's a daily ritual, and it's a way to listen and be aware.
And I know she wouldn't mind me saying this, but Marianne Williamson uses our tarot every day. She keeps it by her bed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's people that you wouldn't think would be interested in an oracle. And I think one of the reasons is because Amy's art is so beautiful.
I was going to comment on that. The art, for example, the karma cards, and excuse me for interrupting you, but it's like on the upper face of the card, on the backs of the cards of the houses, the signs, and the planets, the exquisite artistry there. And then when you would work with the karma cards, what I found so intriguing is that you will put something in mind, you want to ask a question, and then you draw one from each, and you lay them out, and you read them. I mean, it's a sentence that comes
out. Your answer's right there. I know. My husband's a genius.
And I thought, I've never, ever seen anything like this before.
No, there never really was. We've done a few things like that that has just never been done, even though astrology's been around for 5,000 years. No one ever put the meanings into sentence fragments that would line up like a slot machine, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that spin around, and then when you put the cards in an order, they make a sentence. They make six sentences. No one had ever done that, and I did it before there were computers. It came out in 1988. It's been in print ever since.
And our tarot, we also like to make it very contemporary. The artwork is timeless, but your answers speak to modern day. We found that so many tarot books would say in Babylon it meant this, and in Egypt it meant that, and by the time you read the book, you're so confused. So our readings and our answers and messages speak very directly to modern life and the issues that we all face.
Well, I want to just touch on the karma cards. You said you did this in 1988, Monty.
That's when it was first published by Penguin, yes. Now it's with Sterling.
Okay, so here you have this, and to put this all together, how long did it take you to do the cards? Because, again, that's such a unique patterning, and the sentences synchronized.
It took at least 6 months, as I recall, and I was working, as I said, it wasn't before computers, it was before I had a computer and knew how to use them. There were computers around, but I was working on them from 1986, and in 1987 I made the deal with the British packager Edison Sod to produce it, and then in 1988 it was published by Penguin.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so we were working on it probably right up until the last minute it went to the printer. But,
now,
you know, because you start refining. Monty's
an Aquarius, so he's really brilliant, and he loves to design systems. I think you have to have a certain kind of mind to see all the ways. He wanted it to answer every type of question that people have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I approached the tarot in a project called the Instant Tarot Reader, and also in the and that was where I took every meaning of every of the 78 tarot cards and interpreted them for every one of the 11 positions of the Celtic cross. And that enabled me to get 11 different meanings for each card. So that was another very simple sort of, I guess Aquarians are a little bit robotic anyway, so it was like making it into a machine where you can just take the shrink wrap off and the next thing you know you're reading. And then in the Tarot Discovery Kit, we put everything into animations and movies, and put a DVD that comes with it. So that's sort of the culmination of all our work on the tarot, is the Tarot Discovery Kit.
Yes, and with the tarot, in fact, I've got all three of these items in front of me right now. What I love is the artistry that you have here, and
She's a genius. Amy is
obviously we like each other. We think each other is really good at what we do.
Well, yes, and the artistry is of such a different style than so many of them that are out there. And I think that it is, of course, I believe that color and form and design have a tremendous impact on the psyche.
Yeah.
And
yes,
so it's something that when I looked at these, I thought, my goodness, this is really quite interesting. And what a fun thing to have at a party.
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
The images should really speak to you. And like you say, the color is probably the most important element of my work. And in tarot, you have you know, the earth cards and the air cards and the fire cards and the water cards. So they're kind of color-coded that way.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we made it easy to, you sort of, if you see a lot of blue cards, you know that
it's a mental answer.
It's mental, it's air, it's ideas. It's an easy way to learn the tarot.
Yeah, because we know how hard this is. We try and always maintain the Zen mind, beginner's mind concept, and to approach every project as if we're talking to someone who doesn't know anything about it, yet we want to give them enough information where once they're really good, they're not going to discard what they're using, because there's more levels that they can go into.
Now, one of the points that you do bring up frequently is that before you start doing any of this, is to focus on whatever it is the most important. And one of the things that happens when you take that little bit of time to focus is that it calms you so that you can have some clarity. And I know a lot of people will just do something spontaneously, like you mentioned, Marianne Williamson will just draw from the tarot deck and will do this on a daily basis just to get an insight.
Yes, that's
the tradition.
Mm-hmm, that's a tradition. But when you are able to keep yourself focused, I find when there is a tool, it allows for a clarity. It allows for specific things. And sometimes it's good for someone just to have a little pad of paper and put down the question they've got so that the mind is getting that focusing of concentration so that when you do work with them, and it is amazing what
it
will
really is.
Evolve.
And it's therapeutic because as you practice, that's a spiritual practice by focusing your mind and tuning in and listening. So as you use this as your spiritual practice, you become calmer and more aware, and it's so useful that way. And also to look at your issues, like it's so interesting to see how people phrase their questions, because sometimes it's so broad, like, you know, tell me what's going to happen in the next 5 years. And we tell them, you know, kind of bring it to more to the present moment, because that's really what the cards are speaking about.
And so much in the media today makes us feel powerless.
Yeah.
And one of the most revolutionary concepts of using an oracle is to think, I'm going to ask a question and I'm going to get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And we try and make it very clear in our projects that the answer does not come from these pieces of paper that are cards or from DVDs or from whatever, or dice, or the answer is in you. And this is, and calming is the first step, like you say, to getting in touch with the little voice that's trying to tell you, don't make the right turn, make the left turn.
Or don't go out with that guy, or yes, it's time to switch jobs. And we know what is going on, but we don't take the time to listen.
Right.
I think that is so true. To develop the intuitive self, there has to be what I call downtime.
Yes.
And there has to be that openness and willingness, and I know so many of my audience are very, very receptive to that. Now, let's address something that you have touched on, and that is somebody may get, they ask about something, and I'll use myself as an example. Years ago, when I was dating, I was going out with this one particular fellow, and I was using the I Ching at that time, which is different from what we're discussing today, but it's still a tool. And no matter how many times I threw those stupid sticks, it kept saying, no. Now, that is very important. And I was quite young, and I said, I don't like the way this is turning out. How do you handle, or what, I shouldn't say handle, how do you direct people when they're saying, you know, this isn't saying what I want it to say?
Well, we're like you. We've gone through that ourselves, you know, in our evolution and exploration, where you think you want to hear a certain answer and the cards just aren't telling you what you want to hear. But I think that's so much part of our individual growth process, that we learn, you know, the ups and downs of life and the trials and tribulations that hone us and polish us and make us smarter.
There was a woman named Carolyn Casey, who's a great astrologer, and she wrote a book called Making the Gods Work for You. And if you really want to make the tarot cards work for you and astrology and all these other things, listening and paying respect is a good idea. We would never tell anyone to use any individual system as a substitute for the advice of a lawyer or a doctor or anything like that. But if you're getting 20 answers about a guy you're going out with, I mean, it's maybe go out with somebody else.
Sometimes people aren't ready to, you know, let go or admit that it's not working out. They have to get a few more hits over the head before. But gosh, all the time people come back to us and say, you know, your cards were right. And, you know, I should have listened.
Well, you know, one thing where I thought you were going with that question was, if you ask the same question more than once in one session, a lot of times the cards get angry and you start getting progressively worse cards. and a lot of, you know, eventually you reach the death card and people are like, oh my God, it's mad at me. No, it's saying stop. It's saying end that line of questions.
Well, which goes back to preparing to do a reading, because we do try to tell people not to be too anxious and, of course, not to be drunk or not to, you know, you have to take it seriously and with respect, like Monty said.
Yeah, as if you're going to go talk to a trusted advisor, because you are. You're talking to you.
And so there is a card in the tarot. I mean, all of life is in the tarot. The 78 cards are just, it's so beautifully designed in that it breaks life down into these different facets. But there is an obsession card. And lots of times when we think, you know, is it going to work out? Is it going to work out? Or is it, you know, so-and-so going to buy my house, or whatever you're obsessed with, that obsession card will come up.
And one thing you said before is very important, and it can't be stressed too much, is to ask the question that's the most important to you.
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
that's the one they're going to answer anyway.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you think, oh, I'll just ask, you know, how's my son doing?
No, because the
card... But meanwhile, in the back of your mind, you're worried about money, and mm-hmm. so the cards will start talking about that. It's a very amazing process.
It really is. And I think when you use it, you explore it. When you explore tools to see what works best for you,
yes,
it is something that is really positive. Now, one of the other items you have is a chakra meditation guidebook.
Yeah,
again,
cool.
Each of your products are beautifully designed.
Thank you.
We put a lot
guess.
Of ourselves into it. We really work hard.
Now, the chakra meditation, I thought, was quite a different perspective.
Yes.
How did you come up with this concept?
Do you mean that the CD itself that comes with it, with the music?
Well,
and spoken?
Not just the CD, but also you've got the cards here.
Yes, the cards are sort of to look at and diffuse yourself, like it's Amy's art, and it's Amy's representation of the chakras.
When I meditated on the chakras, those are the images that came to me. And like I said, the colors, and particularly with the chakras, the color, it's color-coded in a very specific way through the spectrum, from your lowest root chakra, which starts with red, up to your crown chakra, which is your spiritual self,
mm-hmm.
which is purple. And Monty was a musician originally, so that there are certain keys that correspond to each chakra. So the CD of meditations are in tune to each, to help you balance each chakra.
And the music is not what it's, I guess it's not your grandmother's chakra music.
It doesn't put you to sleep, but it calms you down.
And some of the songs are actually quite intense, because some of the chakras are quite intense.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth chakra, for example, is one of my favorites. And I tried to make a certain amount of drama with it, because, you know, what are we up against? With you and us, in terms of, we're trying to reach our friends out here. We're trying to say, wait, calm down a little bit, and please realize that the media and your experience in the workplace, it has an effect on you.
And we, being original people and artists, we like to do our own spin on these things, because that's how we immerse ourselves in it and learn from it. We don't want to do it the same way somebody else has done it. So
mm-hmm.
The book business has really given us an opportunity to be creative and express ourselves.
We are so fortunate. We become friends with all the people we work with, because, as Amy said before, we really like people. We're not doing this for any other reason other than to share our good fortune and help people. And so we've been so blessed by the universe has come and made us the official metaphysical imprint for Barnes & Noble. We have our own two shelves in every Barnes & Noble store that has all our products on. I mean, they're in other stores too, but it's sort of the universe's recognition that what we're doing is of the highest caliber.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do, is to give people tools that they can live with, not something they're going to read once and put down and never look at again.
And we use them all the time, every day. So if we're feeling out a little out of balance, we'll listen to the chakra music. And if I feel it, like if I'm going to do some public speaking, I'll put my throat chakra image out for to contemplate. And we always have our cards nearby, and it's things that work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we're definitely walk our talk.
Yeah, we use each divination system to help us make the next one. We have to make decisions.
Well, I just think that as tools, one, they are beautiful. Two, if you wanted to give a gift to someone that had an interest and you would say, here's something, let's do it together, or again, just as a gift. I just think they are so beautifully designed, and it just enables people to feel very comfortable and very safe in a way of exploring their own intuitive processes and actually being able to keep a record on it and to,
yes,
you know, see what works, write it down, the information as you get it, and let's see what happens. Keep your own little notebook and enter into the world of discovering your own intuition. They're some of the finest tools I've ever seen.
Well, what a nice thing to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I mean, coming from you, that's quite an honor.
Yeah, you've probably seen so much.
Well, I have seen quite a bit, and it always fascinates me, and I always appreciate quality when I see it. So whether
honest.
It's the Karma Cards, the Tarot Discovery Kit, or the Chakra Meditation Kit, and you have some other things, too. So people can go to your website.
Yes.
And your website is The Enchanted World. They just have to put that in, and they've got it.
Yep, and they can see us reading Alanis Morissette's Tarot Cards. I think that's the movie that's up there now. We have a lot of different movies for free. And you can get free readings on our website. The Amy's art will come to life. A lot of what's on the DVD is on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and give people as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is fabulous. I really do. Well, I know we're just about out of time to chat. You two as a couple are walking the walk and just not talking the talk, but you really do have a great sense of joy. And I remember meeting you in New York, and it was just such a delight to chat with you. We had, you know, all of about 2 minutes.
But we are all intuitive, right?
Yes. So
our 30th wedding anniversary is coming up in a few days.
Oh, my goodness. And this is year number 35?
It's actually 33 technically, but 30 years married.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations to both of you. What thought would you like to leave my audience as we close out today?
I'd say listen to your intuition.
Yes, and love yourself more. People should be a little kinder to themselves.
Well, I think from both of you, those are two pieces of wisdom that we can all benefit from. And I'm so glad that you've enjoyed so much success with what you do. I wish you continued success.
Thank you so much.
If you come up with new toys or gadgets or doodads of any kind that will empower people, then let me know. Because, again, I think the Chakra Meditation Kit, the Karma Cards, the Tarot Discovery Kit, what a great thing to have at a party and to just visit with friends and just have a good time with. It's just a lot of fun. And your instructions and everything that go along with it are so compact, beautifully done.
Thank you so much.
This has been great. This is Amy Zerner and Monty Farber. Go to their website, The Enchanted World, and you will find that it's just absolutely delightful, beautiful art, all kinds of stuff you can go through. And if you like it, you can get a free reading right there on their website. Thank you so much for being with me, Amy and Marcy.
Thank
you. It's been a delight.
Thanks, Donna. Bye.
Bye-bye. This
Bye-bye
is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break in just a moment. Don't you go away. We're going to be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna, and telephone lines are now open, 877-876-5227, that's 877-876-5227, Canadians, 888-815-9756, that's 888-815-9756. Now, when you call in, if you're a first-time listener, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me do what I do best, give you my perceptions, and then you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. You know, when I was talking to Amy and Monty, the point that I brought out during our conversation is that whatever you use as a tool to help you develop your focus and your concentration and developing your own intuitive process is so important to understand. Because when I've taught classes, when I've been speaking publicly, when I've been teaching on any level, including things that I share with you on the air, it is important to be unafraid of being able to examine what can be used. And I mentioned during that time that there was a woman I met that read rocks. Well, that's the truth. Now, one lady, another person I met, had a place that she had lived in for a number of years that was near this beautiful area of running water, a tributary. And she said one day she found herself walking around and there were these gorgeous, gorgeous stones, and she learned about geodes. She didn't know what geodes were, and then one of her neighbors said, oh, well, this is what they are. People crack them open, and then they have all these wonderful crystals and stuff inside. So what she did, there was one that really appealed to her, and she had it sliced, and she would use that as a focusing point of concentration. And I can remember when I saw her use this, and she would say, I want you to just know this is what I'm using as a tool for concentration. I thought, that's on. Then I had the opportunity to meet people that used, you know, cards, or they used a pendulum, or they were doing something of their own interest area. And I think one of the most curious ones was the woman that used to do readings with a box of sand. And what she would do, she would smooth the sand. She had it so that it would shake. And she'd shake it, and then it smoothed out. And then she'd say, I want you to just go, and I want you to think, and I want you to just draw designs in the sand. And then after you finished that, she'd say, let me know when you're ready. And she would just not even watch what you were doing. She would occupy herself with something else. And then you'd tell her when you were finished, and then she would read to you information that she perceived. Now, you may say, how can this work? What's going on here? Well, what happens when you use a tool is that your mind becomes focused. And I know we've got a caller, and I just want to finish my point here before I go to the caller. Your mind becomes focused. And when someone else is sitting there with you and they're going to be reading you, that allows for a harmonic to occur between the two of you. So there is that process that goes on that's without words. And that's what the research at the Department of, you know, at the Institute of the Noetic Institute, what they have found there. There is just so much that they are discovering regarding the mind. So all of these tools help you to focus and help you to concentrate. Now, we're going to take this first caller, and I'll show you what I do. This is a discipline. It took me a lot of years to learn how to do, but it's fast, and it's right to the point. Welcome to the show, caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
D. Diana.
All right, Diana. And where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Where in Arizona?
Phoenix.
Phoenix. All right. Now, Diana, I am looking at you with a thoughtfulness because I'm seeing you pounding. This is a symbology I'm getting in my head. It's like you're pounding on a door that has not opened for you. Now, what I'm noticing is that there's a doorknob below, but you are not attentive to it, or you feel like the door is locked to you. So you're trying to get attention so that maybe whatever's behind the door will come and open it for you. But I have to tell you, you're the one that has to open the door. So that means you have to step out of your comfort zone, and you need to be able to open the mouth and state whatever it is that is meaningful to you so that you can get past a block that you have imposed upon yourself. And once you do this, once you are willing and you say, I need this, or I need to know this, I do not know what venue to follow, I am sort of stuck, it's as if the universe then opens up to you and says, okay, this is an option, this is an option, this is an option. And it will come in the most likely format. So you might find yourself reading a book and all of a sudden it's just like you get the aha, there's the answer right in front of you. Or you are doing something and you hear something on the radio or maybe on television. You go, isn't this synchronicity? I was just thinking about this and here is this person talking about what they've had to deal with. So it may come in a form, a manner, that is not going to be as you expect it to be. So you need to be alert. Also, I am concerned with you, a hearing problem. But a hearing problem, left ear. And I'm seeing it potentially being caused by your teeth, by the molars, something with the molars on the left side of the mouth. So you, I think, need to be aware of dental care and making sure that you take care of whatever abnormalities there might be in with the teeth, in with the mouth, and not procrastinate on them because everything is so close together in the head. The sinuses, the teeth, the ears, so they can all affect one another quite dramatically. So I want you to just be wise with this, Diana. Take care of yourself, because sometimes you just get so tired you can hardly see straight. What's on your mind? What did you want to ask me?
Well, actually, I just wanted to hear the message that you might have for me, and it all makes sense. And I do have a wisdom tooth on the left side that needs to come out.
Well, don't procrastinate, hon. Please don't, because there's something here, I think, that's brewing underneath that tooth.
Oh, okay.
So don't be surprised if after the tooth is taken care of, that your dentist will say, boy, it's a good thing you came in here, because you might have had some real serious problems with the adjacent teeth.
Okay. Good. That makes sense.
Well, I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you so much. This is my first time to call, and you're wonderful.
Oh, thank you. What did you think of Amy and Monty?
They're great. I have a lot of their products.
Oh-ho, you know all about them then.
I do. I probably have most of them.
Well, they are wonderful people.
They are.
And I so appreciate you being able to call in today and that you're listening to the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and I will go to the dentist.
Good. Take care, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo, and that's all there is to it. That's all you have to do is just pick up that telephone, or if you've got one of these special lines that goes through your computer, just click those numbers in. Push those buttons. Here they are, 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756. I know exactly how Amy and Monty feel. They enjoy taking their knowledge and their expertise wherever they go because it's their life. It's something that brings them so much joy. That's how I feel about what I do, and that's how I feel about doing this radio show. By the way, I've got to tell you about those people that are coming up this week. Tomorrow we're going to be having two authors, children's authors. If you've got youngsters in the house, you probably are always interested in good reading material. If you're a teacher and you're working with kids, you like to know about things that maybe you could bring into your classroom to teach a child to love to read is one of the biggest things you can ever give them as a gift. They need to know that the love of reading is going to empower them in so many ways. Sadly, there are so many people who, because they are not literate, they cannot enjoy reading, and if they do get to what I would call the base reading skill level, they get so frustrated that they don't like to read at all. I can't tell you the amount of people that I've met through the years that they will finally admit that they have a reading problem, and they have closed their world down so tightly because they don't have the incentive. Reading is such a problem for them. They don't have the incentive to read magazines, newspapers, books. I mean, the libraries are just filled with all kinds of wonderful information. So if you know of someone that is having a problem with reading, please encourage them to take lessons, encourage them to go into classes, sign up for a lot of the free programs that are given at various libraries throughout the country. It is so important to be comfortable with reading. By the way, I know of a man who is 94 years old when he finally learned how to read. And this man had worked hard all of his life, had provided very, very well for his family, but it was at the age of 94 that someone approached him about a free reading training program. And he said, well, that's the one thing I haven't done in my life. And within 3 months, he was after every book he could get his hands on to read so he could expand his world. And he was sorry that it took him so long, but he said, I'm 94 and I've got a lot of catching up to do. And he's still reading to the best of my knowledge. Okay, tomorrow we've got two children's authors. Then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about something that's so important. Power abused, power healed. Judith Barr is going to be my guest. We have so much in the news about the abuse of power. Well, we're going to get a different perspective on it and how we can make changes. Then we're going to talk about truth, lies, and the ER. Dr. Fred Ernst is going to be my guest. This is an ER physician, and he is putting out information on what you need to be aware of if you're going in for surgery, anesthesiology, what you need to be aware of with that. This man is really interesting. And then to a distant day, Chris Gaynor. We have Chris coming back, and there is so much information that Chris is going to share with us. I know you'll find it interesting. Now, by the way, on BBS, we have posted the guests that are coming up. We have got a fabulous lineup. So be sure you go in and check with that. You also, if you have not received my newsletter, I went out yesterday and also today. So for those of you that would like to see it, it's going to be up on my website, and you'll be able to review it. And if you would like to receive a free newsletter from me, a free copy every month, just send me an email with your email address. Send it to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and I'll get it out to you. Hello, we've got a caller. Welcome to the show, caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nahid. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, dear. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
It starts with an N for Nancy. It's
Nahid. Oh, Nancy. All right. Well, Nancy,
no, it's Nahid, sorry. It's Nahid, but the first initial is N for Nancy.
All right, N for Nancy. Thank you. I apologize. I wasn't hearing you very clearly. Now, your voice is a little soft there, so I'm going to ask you to speak up. I do want to tell you I need to go on a break. So we're going to put you on pause for a while. You just stay with us, and when we come back from break, we'll be talking with you directly, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We'll be coming back with Ann in Chicago, Illinois, and you, too, will be able to chat at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in Physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. We're going to be talking with Naheed in Chicago. Naheed, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful, dear. Okay, let me give you information. First of all, I think you are an individual that not only has a great deal of intuitive ability, but you need to know that your education is going to be expanding and going on really throughout your life. And the reason I say this to you is that I'm seeing you standing in front of some people and you are teaching, you're instructing them. And I'm seeing you having in your environment of contacts some wonderfully, wonderfully talented people who are very supportive of you. And you are educating, and you are sharing what you know. Now, I'm looking at some environment with the healing arts, and I'm not quite sure exactly what modality you will really find a calling towards. But I'm seeing you with all of these various connections with different individuals doing so very, very well. And you will not hesitate to recommend anyone if you know that they're really good at whatever they do. Let's say you knew somebody that was really good in acupuncture and someone else that was really good with doing certain kinds of therapy with music. And there's just all of these various persons of various skill levels that I'm seeing you being able to create a network with. And I really, really like this because I think that this is something that is so significant for you, that your life is going to evolve in a direction that is going to allow you to be of service, but at the same time, you are going to, again, continue your own education, and as you become more sophisticated, you keep passing out your information until you reach a point where you're going to develop your own format, your own program. And this is going to enable you to do what you want to do. And I think that there's going to be a very good alliance with a number of people. I'm looking at conferences I'm seeing you involved with. And I would say right now in your personal life, you are going to find that there's a lot of questions, but it's healthy. And you should not feel like you're going backwards. If you don't have the questions, you are not going to be open and receptive to change. And this is a stimulus. So though you may feel at times like you're very alone, you're really not. What did you want to ask me, Nahid?
It was very similar to what you said about my career. I have this goal that I would like to do, but I'm having very great difficulty actually breaking into this kind of more of a service type of environment. I don't actually see anything out there that's like it. That's what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for? What exactly did you have in mind?
I wanted to be able to blend two things that I think I can bring to the table. One is my background. My educational background is finance, but also I feel like I have a very, like you said, an intuitive side to me that's able to do well in a community building type of situation. I don't want it to be a typical career. I'm not looking for to progress up a ladder, but what I am looking for is to be able to make some sort of meaningful difference in an organization that will give me the flexibility to do something like that.
Well, you are going to, I feel, align yourself with an organization that is very credible, that has good integrity. Now, I don't see it as being one of the Fortune 500 group.
Right.
I'm looking at something that would be a little less than that, but it's still high level. And I believe because of the involvement with the people and their standards of ethics being so strong that you are going to be able to bring to them your skills. However, you will not stay in that environment. Eventually, you're going to have a business of your own. For you to be able to do what you want to do, you will develop your alliances with individuals, I believe, first. And then what you're going to do is, as you are developing this, as you are building your skill set and your reputation, you will be able to fold in very gently the other aspects that you feel fit the individual customers that you would work with.
Do you have any ideas to when all of this would take place, or even the beginning steps of it would take place?
I think the beginning step is your scouting around for an environment, since you have an interest in finance. And let's face it, sometimes people have to really know how to work with money to get past, you know, the pain and suffering they go through. So I think you are going to look for a company who has the standard of integrity and ethics that you want to be affiliated with. That's where you're going to begin. And then developing alliances. I think you're going to primarily want to work with women.
Okay, thank you.
But this is going to take, you will not, I don't believe you're going to be ready for your own business for 5 years, 10 years. But that's all right. There's nothing wasted there. Align yourself with the finest and the best, and you won't go wrong.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. This is Donna
Sebo. My goodness, we are out of time. There's so many things I wanted to share with you, but it'll just have to wait till tomorrow, won't it? Remember, always, you are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It is so important to remember that within you is a wonderful resource. It's called intuition. You are entitled to it. You have the right to develop it, but it's up to you as to whether or not you do that. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.